Yeah, hello, yeah. Yeah. So, me being 28 years old right about now only brings up more of what people said that I couldn't do. People said that I wouldn't have a lot to offer. But what? People come to me for support because they see something in me that can help them. And as long as I feel the simple fact of, oh, I got this, oh, I could do this, I could help you out in your situation by talking to you, I believe that I got this. Well, situations gone on. And I created the name Hater Free when I was when I was tired of being stared at and being called different and being the stigma of, oh, he's not right. He's not part of this part of society. Who gives a damn about your side of society? Because everybody has their own messed up, fucked up upbringing. So I had to adapt to the situation and go about it my own way. You heard? I can't stop myself from being the best thing in the world because of what people say to me. You see, I look at these things and I'm like, there's more things to life than just letting other people judge you all the time. I'm 28 years old, about to be 29, a blessing in disguise, because in the next couple of episodes, y'all about to understand what made me become much more liberal on a bunch of things and much more like I have to do this for me type deal, because I didn't want to end up where I was before. And that's another podcast for another time. But I'm just giving y'all a glimpse into whatever is going to come for the future of listening to my podcast, you heard. And I thank y'all for actually doing that, because it's going to be a ride. It's going to be one hell of a ride, baby. And you already know what it is, because with this stigma of always being different, like I call it. Come on, man. There's more to life than being just different. You could be different and be better on a different level. There's nobody that is on my level that I could see right now that has the hopes and dreams that I have. And that's another podcast for another time, because I didn't come to talk about my hopes and dreams right now. It's why I became Hater Free. Hater Free is a word of two words, free of haters. But I put Hater Free because of the simple fact that it sounded so cool in my head, and I just needed to get it out of my head and put it somewhere so then I could start some type of brand with it. And when I get around to it, people understand that nowadays there's more to me than just this face, this smooth face that doesn't smile much. But I got a different view on what makes me happy. So I told y'all how I have the simple fact of seeing women as better people because of what they can do for me and with me, I'm thankful for that. And God has just blessed me to continue to rise above hate and push the narrative that I'm better than what people think I am. There's more things to my life than just being some black fella from the projects. Like, I don't care about being black or white or whatever. It's what your personality is. And that's why your boy right here is Hater Free JJ. You know, JJ is my initials for my first and middle name. I didn't want to take the initiative of being my first and last name because of situations that I don't want to get into right now, because that's not what I'm about right now. But that's for a different storyline. Situations like that really, really get to me. Like, I enjoy a lot of things, but that's gonna come in a different story thing. The reason why I became Hater Free is because, like I said, every cute, beautiful woman that I passed in junior high school, public school, and high school always had the same view on me, that I was a weirdo, that I was not on their level. You gotta be kidding me. Like, if I wasn't on your level, then why would you talk to me then? Then why would you have a conversation with me? Because you see some type of wavelength that I see. And seeing that I was one of the top tier dudes in high school to always have gum and always be there for my friends and always get good grades no matter what, I wasn't trying to mess that up. Like, literally, I enjoy the simple fact that people hated on me, that I was different. And that's what made me stronger. I was like, let me pull this card and let me do what I gotta do for me, because it's all what happens to your boy that will push the narrative on becoming much more of a champion. And graduating high school was a big standard in my household, because I wanted to make money. I wanted to go do stuff after high school, and I did. But that's another podcast for another time. See, there's so many subjects that I could bring up right about now, but I'm just giving y'all a little taste of my work. Because I'm all in. Oh yeah, that's another thing. That's another subject for another time. With everything that's going on in the world, that's another thing. People always judging everything. And that's why I'm here in the universe to help you all. Because the universe is all about communication, and I have all of that communication. And with that comes my hate-free stigma. Yes, I said it. Because I know where I am, and I know where I want to go. And with my hate-free stigma, I could put things into place that would make a lot of people be scared. But I'm not going to, because it's about what I want and what I want for my situation. And if you see the light, then it is what it is. But I'm gonna enjoy everything. Like, literally, I go I go to one thing that I do on a daily, and I do it because of situations that's called for being the best, and that's what I've driven in my head to be all my life from the moment I was born. I was different. Yeah, I was different. So what? Everybody comes out different. I never thought that I would be having this situation that way that it's happening. But it's happened. I can't go through that and think that life is over. No. Life is just beginning. This is just chapters in my life that I'ma tell y'all about because I enjoy it. You know, there's more to my book than just my face. Come on. I look at these things and I go, so what more can I do? You know what more I could do? Be better. Strive for greatness. Be all about me. Come on. You know? Be blessed. It is what it is. I'm thankful that there's many situations that brought me into the lifestyle of being hater-free. JJ, you already know what it is. And you already know how I'm going to fail about it because I'm straight different. I'm a different breed. And I'm on another level. I'm on that next level, man. Next man up type shit, man. Like, come on. I know that cursing and whatever is really non-traditional or whatever. But the word shit to me is like a piece of dumpster fire. That's what you do in a toilet. I never knew that it was a curse word. Ew. So you take a piece of shit and put it in a toilet, and then you feel good afterwards. So that's what I feel when I take it. Like I say good morning to life every day. That's another thing. I got a lot of other things I could run with and put things into place because of the things that I can do for me. There's a list and list and cap contributions that I can give off to, and I feel good about it. It's like I'm gonna come on here and make things hot because I'm gonna ruffle some people's feathers and change the system. Like, you don't wanna sit there and be some normal person who living a normal life, going to a job that you don't like and not making no money because of it, or living the lifestyle of something that you don't want. Being hater-free is freeing to me because I don't have to follow like the typical rules, man. I make my own and I make them on my time. God has been so good to me that I let him in. That's it. And this right here, this blessing in disguise is what brings up my hater-free nation. You know, if you want to join along, then I'm happy to have you here listening to what I do. I already have 3 people raving on my podcast and everything. So this is just the first episode that's going to roll out for the moment because I have more to say and more issues to bring up about life. Like, come on. I have favorite things that I like. There's more to me than just being dark skin. Like, come on. I'm a person. I have feelings. You see, people could get hurt and die because of the way people treat them. And that's why becoming hater-free JJ has been much more liberating than anything in the world. Because I'm not worried about nobody else. I'm worried about myself. And these situations that led me into doing ridiculous, unnecessary things that put me where I didn't want to be. But I came back much stronger and much wiser to the simple fact that I don't want to do that anymore. What in the world was I even thinking at the time? But that's another story for another time. Because my main focus right now is just keeping y'all on your toes with this beating of being greater than you can ever be. Being greater, having faith on your side comes in great use. Because with faith on your side, there's a lot of things that can help revive you into being the greatest you can ever be. And making history is another thing that I'm going to start doing. Because starting with this podcast, I've never decided not to do something great. And that's another story for another time. But with that situation, I really, really am pushing the notion of giving y'all glimpses and glimpses of how I think. Because there's more to just being me than what people see on the outside. Some women tell me that I need to smile more. So now I do it all the time. All the time. Like, I'm blessed to still be in the land of the living. I'm still blessed to be able to help somebody when it comes down to it. People are worse than me when it comes down to a lot of things. But when it comes down to just being you 100%, you could do it. It's all about you. It starts with you. It starts with you. And that's why being hater-free is so great. It's so accomplishing to the simple fact of I was nowhere in my life when it came down to figuring out what I wanted. But then coming to the simple fact that I grew up and I was like, I want this. I need to do this. And I'm a baller. And like, I could ball for myself. And like, even though I could play basketball and whatever, I'm not that athletic to go full throttle with it like the rest of these players who be playing and be successful doing what they love. Me, I enjoy talking. So this is exactly what I need to be doing, talking and getting my words out to the masses. I should have called this podcast Voice to the Masses, but this is my podcast, and I'm going to make an episode called Voices to the Masses. And you dig, I'm not going to sit there and let my stigma of being a dark-skinned fella stop what I can make happen in the community, because I see a lot of things that's wrong with the community right about now. But I don't say anything. I'm working on a project right now that's not going to be named right now because it's still in effect. You heard, I just situated a bunch of things, and now I'm going to take it on. You dig? You dig? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I am. Oh. Yeah, hello, yeah. So, me being 28 years old right about now only brings up more of what people said that I couldn't do. People said that I wouldn't have a lot to offer. But, what? People come to me for support because they see something in me that can help them. And as long as I feel the simple fact of, oh, I got this, oh, I could do this, I can help you out in your situation by talking to you, I believe that I got this. Well, yeah, situations gone on, and I created the name Hater Free when I was tired of being stared at and being called different and being the stigma of, oh, he's not right. He's not part of this part of society. Who gives a damn about your side of society? Because everybody has their own messed up, fucked up upbringing. So I had to adapt to the situation and go about it my own way. You heard? I can't stop myself from being the best thing in the world because of what people say to me. You see, I look at these things and I'm like, there's more things to life than just letting other people judge you all the time. I'm 28 years old, about to be 29, a blessing in disguise, because in the next couple of episodes, y'all about to understand what made me become much more liberal on a bunch of things and much more like I have to do this for me type deal, because I didn't want to end up where I was before. And that's another podcast for another time, but I'm just giving y'all a glimpse into whatever is going to come for the future of listening to my podcast, you heard. And I thank y'all for actually doing that, because it's going to be a ride. It's going to be one hell of a ride, baby. And you already know what it is. Because with this stigma of always being different, like I call it, come on, man. There's more to life than being just different. You could be different and be better on a different level. There's nobody that is on my level that I could see right now that has the hopes and dreams that I have. And that's another podcast for another time, because I didn't come to talk about my hopes and dreams right now. It's why I became Hater Free. Hater Free is a word of two words, free of haters. But I put Hater Free because of the simple fact that it sounded so cool in my head, and I just needed to get it out of my head and put it somewhere so then I could start some type of brand with it. And when I get around to it, people understand that, see, people understand that nowadays, there's more to me than just this face, this smooth face that doesn't smile much. But I got a different view on what makes me happy. So, I told y'all how I have the simple fact of seeing women as better people because of what they can do for me and with me, I'm thankful for that. And God has just blessed me to continue to rise above hate and push the narrative that I'm better than what people think I am. There's more things to my life than just being some black fella from the projects. Like, I don't care about being black or white or whatever. It's what your personality is. And that's why your boy right here is Hater Free JJ. You know, JJ is my initials for my first and middle name. I didn't want to take the initiative of being my first and last name because of situations that I don't want to get into right now, because that's not what I'm about right now. But that's for a different storyline. Situations like that really, really get to me. Like, I enjoy a lot of things, but that's gonna come in a different story thing. The reason why I became Hater Free is because, like I said, every cute, beautiful woman that I passed in junior high school, public school, and high school always had the same view on me, that I was a weirdo, that I was not on their level. You gotta be kidding me. Like, if I wasn't on your level, then why would you talk to me then? Then why would you have a conversation with me? Because you see the type of wavelength that I see, and seeing that I was one of the top tier dudes in high school to always have gum and always be there for my friends and always get good grades no matter what. I wasn't trying to mess that up. Like, literally, I enjoy the simple fact that people hated on me, that I was different. And that's what made me stronger. I was like, let me pull this card and let me do what I gotta do for me, because it's all what happens to your boy that will push the narrative on becoming much more of a champion. And graduating high school was a big standard in my household, because I wanted to make money. I wanted to go do stuff after high school, and I did. But that's another podcast for another time. See, there's so many subjects that I could bring up right about now, but I'm just giving y'all a little taste of my work, because I'm all in. Oh yeah, that's another thing. That's another subject for another time. With everything that's going on in the world, that's another thing. People always judging everything. And that's why I'm here in the universe to help you all, because the universe is all about communication, and I have all of that communication. And with that comes my hate-free stigma. Yes, I said it, because I know where I am and I know where I want to go. And with my hate-free stigma, I could put things into place that would make a lot of people be scared. But I'm not going to, because it's about what I want and what I want for my situation. And if you see the light, then it is what it is. But I'm gonna enjoy everything. Like, literally, I go to one thing that I do on a daily, and I do it because of situations that's called for being the best, and that's what I was driven in my head to be all my life from the moment I was born. I was different. Yeah, I was different. So what? Everybody comes out different. I never thought that I would be having this situation the way that it's happening, but it's happened. I can't go through that and think that life is over. No. Life is just beginning. This is just chapters of my life that I'm gonna tell y'all about because I enjoy it. You know, there's more to my book than just my face. Come on. I look at these things and I go, so what more can I do? You know what more I could do? Be better. Strive for greatness. Be all about me. Come on. You know? Be blessed. It is what it is. I'm thankful that there's many situations that brought me into the lifestyle of being hater-free. JJ, you already know what it is. You already know how I'm going to feel about it because I'm straight different. I'm a different breed. And I'm on another level. I'm on that next level, man. Next man up type shit, man. Like, come on. I know that cursing and whatever is really non-traditional or whatever, but the word shit to me is like a piece of dumpster fire. That's what you do in a toilet. I never knew that it was a curse word. Ew. So you take a piece of shit and put it in a toilet, and then you feel good afterwards. So that's what I feel when I take it. Like, I say good morning to life every day. That's another thing. I got a lot of other things I could run with and put things into place because of the things that I can do for me. There's a list and list and cap contributions that I can give off to, and I feel good about it. It's like I'm gonna come on here and make things hot because I'm gonna ruffle some people's feathers and change the system. Like, you don't want to sit there and be some normal person who living a normal life, going to a job that you don't like and not making no money because of it, or living the lifestyle of something that you don't want. Being hater free is freeing to me because I don't have to follow like the typical rules, man. I make my own, and I make them on my time. God has been so good to me that I let him in. That's it. And this right here, this blessing in disguise is what brings up my hater-free nation. You know, if you want to join along, then I'm happy to have you here listening to what I do. I already have 3 people raving on my podcast and everything. So this is just the first episode that's going to roll out for the moment because I have more to say and more issues to bring up about life. Like, come on. I have favorite things that I like. There's more to me than just being dark-skinned. Like, come on. I'm I'm a person. I have feelings. You see, people could get hurt and die because of the way people treat them. And that's why becoming hater-free JJ has been much more liberating than anything in the world. Because I'm not worried about nobody else. I'm worried about myself. And these situations that led me into doing ridiculous, unnecessary things that put me where I didn't want to be. But I came back much stronger and much wiser to the simple fact that I don't want to do that anymore. What in the world was I even thinking at the time? But that's another story for another time. Because my main focus right now is just keeping y'all on y'all toes with this beating of being greater than you can ever be. Being greater, having faith on your side, comes in great use. Because with faith on your side, there's a lot of things that can help revive you into being the greatest you can ever be. And making history, it's another thing that I'm going to start doing. Because starting with this podcast, I've never decided not to do something great. And that's another story for another time. But with that situation, I really, really am pushing the notion of giving y'all glimpses and glimpses of how I think. Because there's more to just being me than what people see on the outside. Some women tell me that I need to smile more. So now I do it all the time. All the time. Like, I'm blessed to still be in the land of the living. I'm still blessed to be able to help somebody when it comes down to it. People are worse than me when it comes down to a lot of things. But when it comes down to just being you 100%, you can do it. It's all about you. It starts with you. It starts with you. And that's why being hater-free is so great. It's so accomplishmenting to the simple fact of I was nowhere in my life when it came down to figuring out what I wanted. But then coming to the simple fact that I grew up and I was like, I want this. I need to do this. And I'm a baller. And like, I could ball for myself. And like, even though I could play basketball and whatever, I'm not that athletic to go full throttle with it like the rest of these players who be playing and be successful doing what they love. Me, I enjoy talking. So this is exactly what I need to be doing. Talking and getting my words out to the masses. I should have called this podcast Voice to the Masses. But this is my podcast, and I'm going to make an episode called Voices to the Masses. And you dig? I'm not going to sit there and let my stigma of being a dark-skinned fella stop what I can make happen in the community, because I see a lot of things that's wrong with the community right about now, but I don't say anything. I'm working on a project right now that's not gonna be named right now because it's still in effect. You heard, I just situated a bunch of things and now I'm gonna take it on. You dig? You dig? Oh yes, oh yes. I am home.